Welcome to Not Your
Average
Horror Show.
Night Swim by Trina Kukasic.
So it's late summer, balmy night. I'm 17. I'm at the lake, my lake. There's a little bit of moon on her, depending on the clouds. Heat lightning in the distance, the smell of bonfires, and the end of summer. This is my favorite time at my lake. So specific, so perfect. What lakes were made for. The party was getting boring, so I coaxed Dave down to the water. I stripped down to my bikini, the white string one. We were lifeguards at the pool in town, Dave and I, and fast swimmers. He was wearing those cutoffs I liked. I said, "Come on, race you to the raft."
"I don't know."
Dave was an Eagle Scout. I was the opposite.
"I'm already out past curfew."
"We can be there and back in less than 15 minutes."
"There are no underwater lights."
"We've got the moon and the houses. My lake is not going to hurt you. She wouldn't dare. She's my friend." The lake winked at me in the moonlight.
"But the fish, they bite your ankles."
"Once we get out past the drop-off, the bottom will be too far away."
"How deep is it again?"
"She's 40 feet, so no fish, no weeds out past the drop-off."
"Is there really a train down there?"
"That's what I hear. The fish only nibble your ankles if you stand in the water too long." I stepped closer to him so that the white bikini could offer an opinion too. "I'm swimming to the raft. You can be irresponsible and force me to swim in the dark without a buddy. Or you can join me." And with that, I was under. Late at night, she seems thick, like ink. Her limbs relaxed and heavy, she sways like a hammock, keeping me suspended. The silence when I lie in her lap looking at the stars and the glow around the edges from the lights in town and on the road. Well, if there is a heaven, this might be it. But underwater, in the dark, gone is the earthy green of the day. At night, there is nothing. No sound, no noise, just your heart and the water in your ears. And even if you open your eyes underwater, she's opaque. Can't even see your hand in front of your face. You peer hard at the bottom, but it remains invisible, 40 or so feet below. You know it's there because you've touched the top of the cold muck with the tip of your toe. After all, you're young and foolish and brave and always take the dare. I began to swim out. Dave, soon behind. White bikini, works every time. We enjoy the quiet swim to the raft and climb up. We play like the kids we are. Diving off the raft turns into king of the raft. Turns into other things that teenagers in white bikinis and cutoffs might do on a raft on a warm summer night.
"Ow! Mosquitoes are finding us. Holy crap, I am so grounded. We gotta go. Did it get darker?"
"It had. Gotten darker. And windier. Moon, stars now running along a treadmill of the clouds, which seemed to be moving very fast. And the lake, she looked dull and cranky."
"Crap."
"Don't worry. We can beat the storm back to the beach. Come on."
"We'll be swimming right into it. And what if lightning hits the water? We should stay with the raft."
"The raft is on the water."
"Crap. Tornado siren."
"We'll swim east. There. It's closer."
"But it's all seaweed over there."
"Just swim through it. It won't bite you." And with a huge gust of wind, the raft had flipped over. Where are you? Shit, Dave! I ducked under, where it was calm, and opened my eyes. Bizarrely, I could see more than ever, especially when the lightning, which was now constant, flashed above us. It was like a fish tank. And there were fish. Far more of them than I ever thought were even in the lake. So many fish. Looking. The lightning flashed, and the lake gathered them quickly to her depths. Come on, old girl, help me out here. I could see the flipped raft, but I couldn't see Dave. Which way should I go? Damn. Tell me which way. Dave! Right. The waves should be going east. I'm going with them. Thank you. I knew you would help me, old girl. I went under again to look for Dave. As the storm got more insistent that I get to dry land, underwater felt safer than above it. But pretty soon I realized that the lightning wasn't going to care if it hit the lake. So I decided Dave was a big guy and he would be fine. I swam with the waves, though they seemed to be confused about where they were going, diving under the surface for protection from the wind and the noise when I could. Dave! Oh, shit, Dave! Oh my god, the raft, it was loose. Dave was caught up in the chains from the raft, and he was out cold, dead weight, and twice as big and heavy as me. I untangled him. Oh god, he was big. East. I slung my arm over his chest and dragged him like he taught me in lifeguard school. I could just make out the shore, probably 8 minutes at this kind of pace. Dave, wake up and swim! Dave! Shit. Rain, but not really rain, more like a waterfall. There was as much water falling out of the sky as there was water in the lake. I couldn't stay on my back to carry Dave without drowning us both. I had to drag him by the hair, like he taught me, and go back under from time to time. No. Shit. I promise I won't. Won't be stupid anymore. Just let them come back on, please. Yeah, I was bargaining. For that last crack of lightning took out every light in every house along the shore, as well as the lights in town and on the road. It was so dark, like a bad dream I needed to wake up from. Shit. East. The waves are still going east. Right, Lady of my Lake? You're gonna help me, right?
No!
No! Dave was awake, and he had panicked. He grabbed me around the neck and climbed on top of me, the rescuer's worst nightmare. I tried the escapes he taught me, but they didn't work. He was too big. Finally, I socked him in the ribs, and he let go. Dave, stop! It's me! Let go! He grabbed me again. Another hit to the ribs, but I missed. He was too big. He had me. I couldn't. He was too big. We were under, and we were sinking, and pinching did the trick. I was free. I looked down to the bottom for him one more time. The lightning flashed and the bubbles rising from the depths rolled their eyes at me, or were they crying? I couldn't tell. In the fight, I had lost my contact, so the rain and the dark and the shit. I was getting cold. That's one thing I'm not good at, being cold. I put my head down and sprinted. Every 100 strokes or so, I'd go under where it was calm. The lightning was gone. Thunder was in the distance, but the rain and the wind, the dark, they were all around me. But she was with me, my lake, holding me up. You aren't that big old girl. I should be to shore by now, shouldn't I? Unless I'm swimming in circles. If I just keep going and going, pretty soon... Ouch. Oh. Shit, the raft. Oh, I'm so cold. Stupid raft. Keep swimming. Is the shore yet? Let's just rest under the water. Okay, let's go. Up. Under. Up. Under. We're almost there, right? Is that seaweed up ahead? I wish the lightning would come back to light the way. It was getting hard to tell which was which. Up. Under. Both places seem to be the same. Up to swim. I thought I saw Dave again. I reached for him, but I came up with a handful of weeds. I thought I saw lights overhead, flashing red, but they weren't for me. So cold. How did it get so cold? You're gonna make me mad like you're supposed to be fun. Handful of weeds. Almost there, aren't we? After the storm, she laughed at me, teased me, and made me afraid of her. But I've forgiven her. It was that or leave her, which I'm never going to do. I love her. And I know she loves me. She takes care of me. Our first Christmas together, when her surface froze like glass, she let me watch the skaters and the ice fishermen. The ice, it was the biggest picture window I've ever seen. We played this game where I took the bait from their hooks. And on my birthday, she froze her ice so thick that there was a skating party with a bonfire up above. It was beautiful, the way the fire glowed on the surface. I swam up close and could feel how warm it was. I think I heard my mother. Oh, and yes, there is really a train down here. That's where we live. Next time you're standing in the water at night and you think it's a fish nibbling your ankle, it might be.
Small Fish Radio Theater's Not Your Average Horror Show featured the talents of Kat Dean, Joy Thorbjornsson-Coates, Michael Herzovi, and MJ Kelly. Directing, music, and sound design by Trina Kakasek. Visit the podcast page of our website to catch up on all our shows. You'll also find us on iTunes. Just search for Small Fish Radio Theater. Look us up on Facebook and click the like button. Follow us on Twitter. Small Fish Radio Theater and Thespinarium is produced by Trina Kakasek and MJ Kelly. Thanks for listening.